doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
In the center of it all lies a crown jewel of Anderson, the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. Adventure awaits at the KidVenture Playground. There's 64 acres for sports, including 7 ball fields, 3 soccer fields, 8 tennis courts, and miles of hiking paths. A 10,000-seat amphitheater, and the county's largest ballroom and seating for up to 3,200 spectators. Hosting a private event? Look no further than the Anderson Sports and Entertainment Center. In the center of it all, go to AndersonEvents.com.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program. You'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. And right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil and an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $22.99 after a $7 AutoZone gift card by mail. Upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. Visit any of our 5,600 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Does your South Carolina driver's license or ID have a gold star? If not, make the switch to a real ID today. You may be eligible to purchase your real ID online at scdmvonline.com or visit the SCDMV with all required documents to purchase your real ID before the lines grow. The deadline will be here before you know it, so make sure your ID is a real ID to board a plane, enter a federal building, or visit a military installation today. More information at scdmvonline.com.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Lots to get to. Billy, I'll get to you in a minute. Before we get going, let me tell you about George Coleman Ford. This is an incredible review. This guy wrote this on the 27th, so it's fresh. He wrote, I drove 125 miles to look at a used car at George Coleman Ford that I saw on cars.com website. They called me several times, sent many pictures to my phone as I requested. So I made the trip on Saturday morning, was greeted quickly and shown the car. I test drove the car, liked it. They knocked off some dollars since it had not yet been run through their service department. They only had the car a couple days, but he wanted it then. So that's the deal they made. Jill got me a low finance rate after checking around with different lenders. I drove it home after a couple hours time. Even though I didn't buy a Ford from them, they made me feel like family. I would definitely buy another car from them. The whole experience was no pressure from the start. One of the best things, no document fees. They just don't believe in them. So they got a lot of people from other states buying from them just because of that, if nothing else. I drove from Tennessee to get this car and would again. How about that? I mean, it's a guy who drove 125 miles because of everything that the George Coleman Ford experience was. How they treated him on the phone, how they helped with his requests, how they sent all the many pictures he wanted to see, how they helped him with the test drive, how they reduced the price some because it hadn't yet gone through their service department, because it was a new vehicle, and because the customer wanted it then. And then maybe the best thing of all, that there were no document fees, none. And so, you know, this guy came away thrilled. You will too. That's the George Coleman Ford way. It's been the George Coleman Ford way for 90 years. No one does it like George Coleman Ford. They're great people, and you matter to them, and that's how they've always treated you, and they still are today. So go see them. Cars cost less than Travelers Rest. Never any dealer fees or service fees, and no document fees. No document fees. It's a big thing to me. Apparently, it's a big thing to a lot of people. Apparently, there are a lot of people like me, Rana. We don't mind paying for something we want, but we're not going to pay for something that we can't see, that we can't touch. You know, if you're not making my radio better, if you're not making my stereo better, if you're not making the sound system better, if you're not giving me hyped up floor mats, if you're not, I'm not paying you $400 and $500 for nothing. No, sorry. You don't have to at George Goldman Ford. Never asked you to. Billy, how are you?
Hey, Walt, what's going on?
Hey, Billy, appreciate you getting in.
Yeah, listen, can't go without talking with you on NFL stuff, especially Super Bowl and, exactly. and draft. So, yes, sir. First thing, I heard you say this last week, and I agree with this. I think that this game would have been – I'm not saying the outcome would have been different, but I think the game would have been different. I'm going to talk like it's happened already, okay, because this is what I think is going to happen. I think the game would have been drastically different if Cooper Kupp was available to play, because I just think he presents matchup problems – for the secondary of New England that they're not going to have in the slot. And you know, he's kind of like the blanket for Goff. He's, you know, he made a lot of outstanding catches late in the season until he got hurt that, you know, in big plays and big situations when they,
Billy, when they needed first down. Let me just say this. By and large, these two teams are about as healthy as they've been. The Rams' offensive line is healthy, really, for the first time in the second half of the year, and that's been evident in their play of late. The Rams have their entire defensive secondary back, including Tlaib, who obviously had missed time. The only guy that the Patriots, I guess, have a concern with is Malcolm Brown. I don't know whether he practiced fully today. He was not a full go in practice yesterday, and that's the first Patriot that's been on the injured list in a couple of weeks. So, you know, on the Rams side, you basically have Cooper Kupp, and on the Patriots side, you may or may not have Malcolm Brown. But by and large, these two teams are pretty healthy. I don't know. I like Cooper. I love Cooper Kupp. I'm not sure that he's going to decide the Super Bowl, whether he's there or not.
Well, no, I don't think he was going to change the outcome of the game. I think he could have made it closer. I'm picking New England 38-23. I think it's going to be a blowout. This is not rocket science. I just think that it's as simple as this, Walt. You've got Brady on one side, maybe the best athlete of all times. I love the defensive line for New England. I mean, I'm sorry, for the Rams, especially, you know, the defensive tackles. Usually that gives all quarterbacks. Everybody always says that about Brady. You know, he don't like pass rush up the A-gap. What quarterback likes pass rush up the A-gap? Nobody does. But he's just smarter than everybody else. When's it going? You know it, Walt. I know it. But when's everybody else going to figure it out? Brady is not just good at one little thing. He's just smarter than everybody else. And he's going to go to the line and know where he's going to put that ball. You know, he's going to have 1, 2, 3, and he's going to do it immediately.
Yeah.
They're not going to have time to get.
Yeah, it's actually a really good point. Let me stop there for 1 second, Billy, and we'll let you continue. But one of the things that I think people miss sometimes is that when Brady was throwing for 500 yards against Philadelphia last year, if you actually watch that game, most of what he's doing pre-snap. He knows where he's going with the ball before he ever snaps
exactly
the ball.
Right.
It's not, you know, people think, well, he's going through all his progressions. And that's not really what happened in that game. What happened in that game, as it does in most games, is Brady already has you figured out before the ball is ever snapped. He knows exactly where he's going with the ball before it's ever snapped.
You know what's amazing to me about him, Walt, is his ego. He's got no ego. I know everyone thinks he's just got this huge ego. He'll go to the line and see a weakness. They've got a passing play. You know, they don't do, obviously, RPOs at New England because of Brady's lack of mobility. But he'll go to the line and they'll have a passing play that he knows is not going to work. And he'll see a run's going to run, you know, right between the A-gap. It's going to work, and he'll immediately start, you know, doing that little thing he does with his helmet, and they check down, and it always works.
Yeah.
The guy's got no ego. All he wants to do is win, and that's what drives the guy. I just don't think it's going to be that close. I think that if you've watched what they've done this year in the playoffs, their MO has been to get out in front early and just continue just to apply the gas in the first half and then just, you know, coast in the second half, and that's what they've done. And you know, I guess you can say, well, they had to hold on in the Kansas City game, but that offense for Kansas City is like nobody we've ever seen, ever that I can think of off the top of my head. They're so explosive, and that quarterback can do things nobody else can do.
Yeah, and look, there's also always a game within a game, and sometimes it's easy to lose sight of it. Like I heard a caller earlier say, well, you know, the Patriots were lucky to beat Kansas City because of this or that. You know, that's... that's an incredibly twisted way to look at a game that was completely one-sided. I mean, you know, it wasn't one side in the score, but it was one side in terms of how it was played. I mean, the Patriots had 530 yards, and Kansas City had 290. So don't be telling me the Patriots had 36 first downs to 18 for Kansas City. So don't be telling me that Kansas City should have won the game. I mean, the truth is Kansas City shouldn't have been in the game at all because all the numbers point to a blow.
Their offense that kept them in that game.
Right.
I'm just curious. Just curious, Walt, because I'm sure you know this. This is not to disparage any of the coaches on the New England side. But who do you think really runs that offense? Do you think it's the offensive coordinator, the quarterback's coach, or is it Brady?
I think it's a combination. I really do. I think McDaniels is really good. I think he's a bright mind. I think fundamentally the offense is his. But, you know, look, here's the thing. I hear this all the time. You know, I hear that, well, you know, you especially get this from ex-quarterbacks who failed, guys like Romo. You know, they say, well, you know, they'll focus on the fact that, well, you know, McDaniels is such a great play caller. You know who else was a great play caller when he was in New England? Charlie Weiss. You know why? Because Brady was the guy pulling the trigger.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. And he's got
just one more thing on that. See, Charlie Weiss is a genius when Brady is pulling the trigger. Charlie Weiss is an idiot if Romo's pulling the trigger.
You know what? Honestly, Walt, if I was the offensive coordinator, I would be a genius if Brady was my quarterback.
Exactly.
I'd just say, hey, dude, you know what you're freaking doing? Get up there. You've got freelance to do whatever you want to. And I trust him because not only has he obviously got the success he's got, but like I said a minute ago, I think the key to the whole entire thing with Brady is how driven he is, how intelligent he is, and his lack of ego. All he wants to do is win. He's going to make the right decisions 9 times out of 10, and that's why they're going to win the Super Bowl. Anyway, Walt, I appreciate it, buddy.
Thank you, Billy. That's a good job. Yeah. Also, I was asked on Twitter on the text line by Lee. I'm losing my voice because I can't get rid of this cough. Where did it go? Where is Lee's text, Ramona, on the Rams? I think his text, here it is. Lee asked, can you get into whether the Patriots' weakest area against the Rams' offensive game plan will be? It's one area I haven't heard much on. And then adds, will the Pats D primarily stick to press man, or will we see them try to confuse Goff with a little bit of zone? Oh, look, you have a young quarterback. Belichick's record against quarterbacks that are 25 and under is, I think, 25-0. I think they're going to try. They're certainly going to try and show Goff a lot and confuse him. I'm curious to see whether they show more of the zero coverage look, whether they come out and aggressively try and stop the run early and basically put everybody up as they did. Now, they'll bail out of that, but that's what they did in these last two football games. Now, the Rams have seen that on film. I mean, to me, when I go into this, if I'm the Rams, I'm thinking I have to throw on first down because the last two teams who played the Patriots did not. They got stoned on first down, and they wound up in 2nd and 9 and 3rd and 9. The Chiefs eventually adjusted to that a little bit. The Chargers, not so much. And I think that one of the things you have to think about here is if the Patriots are going to overcommit to that extent to try and take away the run, that you may have to consider the fact that you let a young quarterback throw on first down. Now, the Patriots are still going to try and do a lot of things to confuse him. As is their way. And there are matchups that I think are going to be imperative. I think the matchup of the left side of the Rams offensive line versus the right side of the Pats defensive front and everything that they're doing is going to be important. So, you know, it's Saffold and Whitworth against Weiss and those guys. You know, the Patriots defensive front has played much better football. And now, again, they're getting a lot of help because of the way the Patriots are scheming and lining up early in these contests and their total dedication to taking away the run. But yeah, I think you'll see multiple looks out of the Patriots in an effort to try and confuse Goff. I do think that the point that Billy brought up before, and look, don't feel bad for him because they still have talent at that third wide receiver spot. I think losing Kupp hurts a little bit, certainly, but I think it's fundamentally going to come down to whether the Rams can effectively run the ball on first down, unless McVay, watching what the Patriots did to deny the run on early downs to San Diego and Kansas City, comes out and is willing to let Goff throw the ball on first down from early in the game. And I don't know whether he's going to be willing to do that in the early moments of a Super Bowl, in quarter one of a Super Bowl or not. I think if you have any designs on winning, that's what you're going to have to do. I mean, if you have any designs on winning, you're going to have to change it up. And I think it's going to require throwing more on first down. Again, unless the Rams can actually just line up behind Whitworth and Saffold and run the ball to the left with Anderson and or Gurley. And to this point, these last 5-6 weeks, the Rams look better running the ball when Anderson is the guy doing the running. And it's because Anderson is a one cut, square the shoulders. You know, they run that outside zone and they're going left behind Whitworth and Saffold. And the reason Anderson fits it is because he is your one cut downhill shoulder squared runner. And he runs through contact. At least he has to this point. And I think that's going to be a big part of this game. If the Rams don't come out and aren't willing to throw the ball on first down early, then they're going to have to hope that they can run behind Saffold and Whitworth and set Goff up in second and six. If they can do that, then they'll stay in the game and they'll have a chance to win. If the Rams, with those two backs and with Whitworth and Saffold, still get thrown into second and nine, then they're dead. They have no chance at all. They'll be blown right out of the building. I mean, blown right out of the building. Let me tell you about my friends at Roto-Rooter. You know, Ramona, the weather got terribly cold in a hurry. I heard something about, is next week supposed to be like 70?
I think it is.
Here's the thing. I don't know what happens to your plumbing system with expansion and contraction with heating and rapid cooling, but that's what we got here, and that's what we're getting now. Avoid the headaches. Go to rotorooter.com, read and follow their helpful hints, and you will avoid these issues. You know, simple things like, you know, you might want to drip your faucets if the temperature drops suddenly to 25 degrees. To avoid having your pipes burst. If you fail to follow these hints, chances are you'll wind up with emergencies. Here's the good news. Roto-Rooter is going to be there 24/7, 365 to help you. The number is 288-7686, 288-7686. Here's what happened. Here's what happens. Let's say your pipe bursts at 11:30 tonight. All right, you call Roto-Rooter, a live human being answers your phone and directs help on the way to you then. See, who else does this? This is Roto-Rooter, 24/7, 365, live human being, total service. 288-7686, 288-7686, online rotorooter.com, Roto-Rooter, and remember, that's the name, and away go troubles down the drain. Walt up to the road rage, quick break.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive?
then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get two Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All for just $14.95. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
For Valentine's, treat her to a day of relaxation and rejuvenation at Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa. Their therapists are ready to restore her mind, body, and spirit in a relaxing and private environment. Select from the Sweet Treat Package, the Be Mind Package, Cupid's Holiday, or the Sweetheart Package. Or let Lilia Day Spa create something special for her. A gift certificate from Lilia Day Spa is ideal for Valentine's Day and shows her you care. 116 Benson Street, downtown Anderson. Lilia Day Spa, Anderson's premier spa.
Have you been thinking about your goals for 2019? If you're ready to feel great about your health, your outlook, and your family, the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville is ready to make this your best year ever. Your membership includes fun fitness programs, top-of-the-line equipment, year-round swimming, and free child watch while you work out. There's even a life-changing program called The Journey, led by experienced wellness coaches. Just as important, when you're at the Y, you're among friends. Call today to set up a tour to see why the YMCA offers so much more for your membership. For locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville. Join the YMCA today. New members pay nothing until February. And remember, your Y membership gives you access to all three facilities. Again, for locations, info, and phone number, just Google the YMCA of Easley, Pickens, and Powdersville.
Crest is changing the way we care for our gums, and that's worth singing about.
Crest Gum Detoxify, deep clean toothpaste. Yeah, yeah. Crest Gum Detoxify, for healthy gums, use it every day. Yeah. Crest Gum Detoxify, early gum damage reversed, neutralized bacteria. Even below the gum line, yeah, it works.
Crest, healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
The new year is here, and the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is starting the year with huge clearance on mattresses in all sizes. Save up to an additional 10 to 60% on our already low pricing, and you still receive a free foundation with select mattress purchases or upgrade to an adjustable base. Start your new year's right with a new Beautyrest or Serta mattress today. The New Year's clearance at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca opens 7 days a week, located at the corner of the old Walmart across from Chick-fil-A.
No one knows sports like Walt knows sports. It's Road Rage with Walt Deptula on 105.5 The Roar.
That's all anybody will talk about, and that will be that.
Now back to Walt and Ramona.
To the Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. You on in 654-7627, 654-7627. Ramona, we haven't even got to the Road Rage all-time Super Bowl team. We've barely scratched the surface of it. We covered Brady and nobody. We've covered just the quarterback. Let me tell you about Lakeside Lodge, Clemson. By the way, you're running out of time. That's your first warning. Lakeside Lodge, Clemson's the new condo hotel under construction on Lake Hartwell. Pricing starts in the mid-200s. Financing's available. Highway 123, right across the lake from Clemson. Lakeside Lodge, a unique concept, blends the ownership of condominium, the amenities of a resort, ability for owners to generate income through a professionally managed short-term rental program. All the biggest names in Clemson football lore are behind this. I mean, the biggest names in the community, the Bostic brothers, it's endless. Steve Mudge, Leighton Cubbage, Taj Boyd. You know, the biggest names in your community are behind this effort, and it's just incredible. 118 residences. And by the way, I don't know what the number is right now. I've suggested the last few days it may be 40. I don't know. I know that we hit the second half of it some time ago, so that's just a guess. I mean, it may be less than that. The point is, it started with 118. So you're on the last wave. You have to act, especially to get the model that you want. Because, again, the residences are a mix of studio, two-bedroom, and three-bedroom. But they're 118 in total, and there aren't going to be any more. Restaurant, lobby bar with food service, pool and hot tub, walking pass, fire pit, meeting space, fitness facilities, 50-yard football field for families to enjoy, expansive outdoor area for tailgating on game days. Lakeside Lodge is also going to have modified hotel services, so you can mess it up and not have to clean it up. That's what we're talking about. And you also have the option of renting your residence while you aren't using it, or living in part and renting part. How about that? Go see Taj Boyd. He's leading the way. Taj works in the new sales office, 906 Tiger Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. 906 Clemson Boulevard, right next to Ruby Tuesday. On tomorrow's show, I'm going to go into much greater depth about the matchups and about the breakdowns. And Lee, we'll get into a little more of your question at that time as well. But we'll cover it top to bottom. I've already made my pick on it. I've given out the Patriots -2.5 because I didn't want the line to move any further than that. You know, and we'll see how this plays out, Ramona. You know, we're 6-0 straight up in the playoff rounds, and 4-1 against the spread, not missed a single game in straight up, and hit all the winners. And only missed one pick against the spread, and that was close. I thought we might have a shot there too. But the only thing that matters is the last one. You know, if we go through the whole playoff rounds and Super Bowl perfect, that'd be pretty good. But we'll see. We'll see how it plays out. If we miss the last one, none of that other stuff will matter. People won't even remember that you hit all that other stuff. The only thing you'll be is the guy got the Super Bowl wrong.
Right.
You know, so that's where we are. But I just don't see it. I, you know, again, we also picked these two teams to make the Super Bowl before the year. These are the show picks, the Patriots and the Rams. And I thought going into the year, the Rams were the most talented team in football. I still think they are. But I just don't think they're ready for this. I mean, you have a 33-year-old head coach. You have a kid quarterback. I mean, this is the Super Bowl. And the guy on the other side is not only the GOAT, he's the GOAT of GOATs. You know, he may be the greatest team sport athlete of all time. I don't see how you come away winning this, especially because I think if you're paying close attention, the Patriots' offense has just torched these last two defenses. I mean, just torched them. I mean, what, 1,100 yards of offense, 172 snaps, 82 runs, 90 passes, almost total balance. I mean, they are running like a finely tuned machine. And I also think they're playing better on defense than they have at any point all year. Now, the Malcolm Brown injury concerns me a little bit, if it's substantial enough to impact his playing time. Because Brown is one of the guys the Patriots need to stop the Rams' run game. But that concerns me a little bit. Ed, what's going on, Ed?
Walter.
Ed.
I cannot disagree with the assessment. I think the Patriots are probably going to win this game because I'm not betting against Belichick and Brady. But yeah. Everybody that thinks the Rams are going to get blown off the field, I'm not buying a bit of that. I'm sorry. This team has come through the playoffs. They've earned their stripes. It may get a little longer late, but I'm thinking more of a four-point ball game, 28-24. And I don't think the moment's too big for the Rams.
By the way, Ed, I'm going to be one of the anybody who thinks that, guys.
No, I get it.
Because I think the Patriots are essentially going to blow them out. I really do. I think the Patriots are still PO'd about losing to the Eagles last year. And much like Clemson was PO'd about the way they lost Alabama, and then you came back and you got this effort. I mean, I think the Patriots are laser focused. They know what these 2 weeks are all about. They know they're a mature team. They know how to handle it mentally, physically, versus the Rams, who have a 33-year coach and a kid quarterback. I just don't see it. I mean, I don't see how you put Brady and Goff on the field and it winds up being close or going Goff's way. I don't.
Hey, look, I get that aspect of it. I basically agree with what you're saying. All I'm saying is the Rams may just be too young
maybe
to know better.
Maybe.
That's sort of my thought on it. And listen, I was really enjoying your all-time Super Bowl team. Didn't hear you get the wideouts. I don't believe you did because I wasn't gone but a second while I was in the store. But Fred Biletnikoff got an MVP once, and I'd like him considered as a wideout, even though it was one great game against the Vikings.
Well, see, all right, thank you, Ed. Yeah, look, that's a fair call. But the problem is, who are you going to put him ahead of? And Biletnikoff was one of the great receivers of all time, hence the Biletnikoff Award to the best receiver in college football. You know, let's get back into that, Ramona. We'll get into it a little more. We'll get into it a little more tomorrow. Tester 238 says, have you discussed Missouri not being able to go to a bowl yet? Could Kelly Bryant transfer again or stay? No, he's staying. That was my belief when I heard it. I know that the world believed that he was going to leave, but I don't think he went to Missouri for the bowl game. He went to Missouri to improve his chances at a pro career, and I don't think the bowl game was a decisive factor for him. So he is factually staying. Going back to the Road Rage all-time Super Bowl team, and we'll get into this more tomorrow when we have a little more time, but just to touch on it now, we selected Brady at quarterback. Obviously, that's a given. My two running backs, and there were so many great backs to choose from, Riggins, Marcus Allen, Roger Craig. My two running backs are Franco Harris and Larry Zonka. Harris is the all-time rusher in Super Bowl history with 354 yards. That's four appearances. He caught the ball in the backfield as well. Zonka has three Super Bowl appearances and 297 yards, so basically 100 yards a game in each of those games. I also weighed the fact that, for example, you have a guy like Terrell Davis who played twice and rushed for 270 yards or whatever he rushed for. I didn't reward the better per game average. I rewarded the guy who was there more times. You could call that either way you want, but I rewarded the guy who went to the three Super Bowls. I think if you're putting together an all time Super Bowl team, I think you have to have guys who were there a lot. I think that has to be one of the criteria. I don't think you could have been there once and be on the all time team. Not to my way of thinking. And since this is my deal, that's how I'm doing it. All right. So my running backs are Franco Harris and Larry Zonka. And if you never saw Zonka play on film, Zonka was a guy who was just a horse. I mean, he just ran over and through people. And if you go watch him like on film, when he got to the second level or the third level, he actually looked for people to run over, especially in the secondary. He wasn't going to run away from anybody. So he intentionally ran into people in the secondary. He sought them out to run them over with this goal in mind, to teach them a lesson as to why they really didn't want to tackle him again. So there's that. So my two running backs, Zonka and Franco Harris, my two wide receivers, sorry, Ed, and I considered your guy, but I couldn't ultimately go with him. And this is why. My two wide receivers are Jerry Rice. Jerry Rice has 589 receiving yards in Super Bowls. He has three of the top 10 receiving performances in Super Bowls, 215, 149, and 148. Three of the top 10 all-time Super Bowl receiving performances. So I'm pretty sure he makes it. Jerry Rice. And the other guy has to be Lynn Swann. 364 receiving yards in Super Bowls. And obviously some of the greatest, most significant catches in Super Bowl history. The funny thing is, I don't think Lynn Swann was as good a player as John Stallworth. John Stallworth might have been my third receiver if I was able to take one. In fact, he would have been. And I don't think Swann was really as good a down-by-down player as Stallworth. In fact, I'm not really sure he was close. But in the biggest moments in Super Bowl lore, in Super Bowl history, Lynn Swann made perhaps two or three of the most memorable plays in all of Super Bowl history. So Lynn Swann is the other receiver, Jerry Rice and Lynn Swann. The tight end was a bit of a problem. Tight end, I was torn between Rob Gronkowski and Jay Novacek. And I think after this weekend, we'll know whether which one it is. I think sort of going into the weekend, I might give Novacek a slight edge, but after the weekend, I think it's going to be Gronkowski. In fact, I'm pretty sure of that. So we'll probably just go with him because again, Gronkowski's still adding to his numbers. And the other, even though Gronkowski doesn't look like the guy from 4 years ago anymore, he's the most dominant inline blocking tight end in the game. Let me tell you about my friends at Crude LED. Why Crude LED? Our products make a difference. A difference in daily cost of operation with lower electric bills and less maintenance for a better lit parking lot. A more productive office space, a safer workspace, happy customers. Customers like lighting. It's safety as well. And your business will like better lighting because you'll stand out from your competition. And that's what you get with Crude LED. Why Crude LED? Because we do all the paperwork to process your eligible Duke Energy rebates and credit them off your cost of installation up front. Why Crude LED? Innovation experience that delivers the right products, easy installation using the latest technology. Call Crude LED today, 864-401-8156, 864-401-8156. Clemson Lady Tigers basketball now.
Zero-Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals. No residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. Zero-Res, Greenville.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialist can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented poly-level process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue to let you know about our catering services. Tom's Barbecue caters to many corporate events and wants to help your business boost morale with a great meal to guarantee that your employees leave work happier and fuller. Choose from any of our catering packages or pick a la carte from our menu. You will even receive 25% off of your first order when you mention WCCP. So what are you waiting for? Call 864-288-2652. Tom's Barbecue at the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville.
Do you have a used vehicle for sale? LKQ Pick Your Part is always buying used cars and trucks. Any condition. LKQ Pick Your Part wants your vehicle. We are constantly updating our inventory and will buy your used